Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of enticing enigmas and perplexing plots in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries, and last week we started an epilogue to season two just to kind of cover what happens after the story ends. This week, we are going to return to that epilogue and finish it so that we can figure out once and for all, was it the end of the story or a new beginning? Where are you all going?
I think we should go to Tom's Nets.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What's right across the street from there?
Clarence Nets. Clarinets.
Yeah.
Or there's also...
A nut shop.
There's a nut shop. Yeah, there's Nuts. Tom's Nuts.
Yeah. I hate everybody.
Isn't it also kind of close to the Juicy Sandwiches and like...
Yeah, probably.
That cul-de-sac has all of those.
No. The Juicy Sandwiches, the juice stand is Mall Street.
Yeah,
fairly close to where you are right now.
Should we just go to Mall Street?
I could use a juicy sandwich, to be honest.
Yeah,
you just ate.
I just paid for your breakfast.
No, I just have it in the box. I was too stressed to eat, but no.
Yeah, let's go to Tom's cul-de-sac that has all those thriving businesses.
Yeah, so
there.
Tom's Nuts is down on the. Thank you for reminding me about Tim Nuts. Or is it? I feel like it's Tim's Nuts.
Tim's Nuts.
Nut Shop.
Clarence's Clarinets.
It's Tim Nuts, Tom Nets, Tom's Nuts Shop. Or Tom's Nets Shop.
We
right?
shouldn't be allowed.
Well, yeah, it's Tim Nuts, Tom's Nets is the... Or Tom Nuts, Tom's Nets is the original place.
Yeah.
And then...
We'll see. When Tim took over.
So now it's Tim Nuts, Tom Nets, Tom's Nuts. Nets shop.
Yeah, so it's Tim Nuts, Tom Nuts, Tom's Nets. And then across the street is Tim Nets, Tom's Nuts. Yes. I think it's what we have.
Oh my God. And then what was the clarinet one?
Clarence Nets, Clarinets.
Weird.
I love this town.
And just to throw it in the mix, I think I want to get a tattoo at some point.
Oh my gosh. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
All right. So you are driving to Tim Nuts, Tom Nuts, Tom's Nets.
Yes, sir.
Right on the banks of beautiful Lake Mystery, pretty close to downtown. You make your way through. It's weirding you the fuck out because as you're driving through town, nothing looks out of sorts. Everything looks exactly as it should on a typical April day, but this is not, so far as you consider it, a typical April day. This place should be full of, at the very least, people bunkered down because of all of the events of the last week.
You'd think.
Yeah.
But they don't appear to be. Everybody, at this point, it's probably like 7:15, 7:30. So people are out.
How are there so many teenagers awake at this time?
I know.
Yeah. And, you know, it's mainly the good kids, like the kids that go to church. So it's not that surprising. It's more surprising to you because you aren't awake at this time. So you're just very confused. But you see Pierre ride by on his motorcycle.
The baguettes.
Oh, Pierre.
You see, you know, Scary Gary with his son, Barry Gary, walking out of a coffee shop. You see some of the other kids. You see a lot of folks in town. Everybody just seems to be, it just seems like a truly, like, horrifyingly normal Sunday morning.
I'm really tickled by the idea of Scary Gary just coming out of church and getting, like, brunch with this kid. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. You make your way to Tim Nuts, Tom's Nuts, Tom's Nets. What are the normal operating hours of Tom's Nets, Jeff?
It's unique. It is... usually open between 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Then it's closed until 9 a.m. Then 9 a.m. until noon. Then at 12:30, it opens up again until 1:30, and then 2 to 12.
So fishing times.
Yes, fishing times.
Yeah. 2 to 12.
Yeah,
it's open till midnight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, well, only in season. Right. Out of season, it's only 2 to 11.
Okay. It takes 1 hour off on the winter. Great.
He loves his job. Love your job, and you won't work a day in your life.
Right. So true. As you make your way in, so that means that it is currently open, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you see a fisher person exiting. As you all walk into Tom's Nets, you go look in. It's most disconcerting for Shamanda and Derek. You were the last two people inside the shop that got totally wrecked by the wildlife that was being stored in the basement. It is completely reset. Everything looks very normal. There's nothing out of place. It's just long aisles with shelves of fishing gear on each side and nets hanging from overhead and on the wall. You hear a murmured conversation towards the back by the register, and you look and you see the familiar face of Tim Nuts there behind the register making small talk with a customer.
Yeah, you want to put the hook on the end of the line. That way the fish will bite it.
And the customer says, like, Tim, I've told you before, I know how to bait a hook, okay? I wouldn't get to the top of the Chamber of Commerce without it.
Oh, okay, Martin. You do what you gotta do. I'm just learning about nets. I mean, nets, they're not really in my blood like my brother.
And at that point, you watch as Tom Nuts walks up from the basement and has a repaired net in his hands.
And you never will, Tim. Oh, Tom. Oh, Tim.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, hey, the Fisher, what is the festival called again?
The Fisher Folk Festival?
Yeah, the Fisher Folk Festival, that's still on, right?
Actually, yeah, we were thinking about doing a summer, one at the beginning of the summer, as well as at the end of the summer.
Oh, now that would be fun.
Yeah, hey, are we still on for the Marie Antoinette, the Net Festival?
Absolutely. And I was thinking about that sort of thing. We should call it a Midsummer's Night Stream and fish in the stream.
What about a Midsummer's Nets Dream?
Oh, Martin, you are a good one.
What is happening?
Is this...
Oh, hey, kids.
Is this Voorhees? Is that Martin or is that Marcus Vermes?
Yes, that is Marcus Vermes.
I've been calling him Martin since I got in from Brazil.
And Marcus turns and looks at you all and is like, oh, hello, children.
Hey, kids.
Good day. And he takes his things and he walks past you. He gives no shit about you. Doesn't know or care about you at all.
Wait, you're not harboring a powerful god, are you?
Ooh, harboring. That's a good name for a festival, too.
Oh.
what a rich imagination from this child. I have to go. Goodbye.
And oh, my God.
Marcus walks out the door.
We have to go to the power plant.
Do y'all need a net?
Wait, but did the power plant even happen?
Or do you need some lures?
But
the other thing is, Tim.
Yeah.
You went on a fishing trip.
Yeah, sure did.
That's where you were when you were talking with Shamanda through the telepathic connection that she established with you and Tom. You know, you'd gone out into the woods a ways from town. And when you got back, you were very confused for a few reasons. You had the same experience the kids are having, which is you left, the town was a complete wreck, right? Everything broken up, people in panic, people terrified, all of that. And you came back and all of that was gone and replaced with normalcy. Huh. And what was most disturbing for you is when you came back, your brother was at the net shop.
Huh. And I'm like, and I probably said to him, like, oh, you back from Faye? And he probably said, what?
Yeah, he had no idea what you were talking about and just was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good to see you again, brother. So glad you came up to help me out.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Hey, do you still want me to take care of that Shamanda problem?
What's a Shamanda problem?
I don't know. What's a Shamanda problem with you? Seriously, though.
And it's been like that for you the whole time. So when the kids walk in, you immediately, you do recognize them all. You remember everything that happened.
Hey, brother, I'm going to go sweep the ground outside. Hey, kids, can you come help me?
Okay, you have fun with that. It's a good thing, you know, it's good to keep the ground outside just as nice as the ground inside. That's what we call the floor.
That's true. That's true. You smart guy.
Okay, I'll go outside. And you watch,
yeah, he just starts working on a net.
Yeah, I shoot the kids out and Susan.
Thank you. Kid at heart.
Hey, something's wrong here, right? This town was destroyed, right? Am I making that up?
No.
Finally, someone who's making some sense.
And Tom, he was in the Fae, right?
Yeah.
I thought I came back from my fishing trip, my little fishy trip. Tom's back. And no one remembers what happened. Do you remember what happened? Shamanda, do you?
I remember what happened. Yeah, I have a lot of guilt surrounded around all the things that we did. But, I mean, it seems like everybody's forgotten. So, like,
no one remembers. Marcus.
I mean, clean slate, you guys. I think we can rebirth ourselves and just start anew.
This slate ain't clean.
It feels weird, though. Something feels off here. Like, you know, Mystery County's got a mystery.
Susan, is your third eye still open?
Could it be?
Yeah,
I would love that.
What if Tyler said no?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely not.
I tricked you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Susan, the same thing that you experienced with Bonnie, you experienced here too. Both Marcus and Tom Nett's void. There is nothing. They're interacting, but on the metaphysical plane, there is no presence for either of them. It's just an absence completely.
Weird. Okay.
Well, hey, Adam, or is that information you share with us? Or
oh, sure.
Yeah. So, Adam.
Yeah.
Like, no offense, but
none taken so far.
Thanks. How could you tell the Genesis was like an android and not a person? Is there
thing? I couldn't really tell until you all told me.
Oh,
I was blinded by love. So, Shamanda, how did you know?
I'm like totally like deep now and like can vibe check on people. And like, I just got a feeling that that person was like empty inside, like no joy, no anger, no, you know, it's not just like absence of.
It was also the food thing. Remember? She was just spitting food out the back of her head. We got to watch people eat.
Yeah.
Spitting food out the back of your
head. Yeah, she would eat it and then it would just pop out the back of her head.
It couldn't digest. Okay, so maybe we should try to feed.
That was at Juicy Sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. I think you weren't there when it happened.
Maybe it was you, Crashly.
I was there. Yeah, I saw it happen.
Yeah, it was Crashly.
Yeah, it was Crashly.
Yeah.
Because you guys are totally dating at the time.
What? I'm not dating Crashly.
No, we're friends.
So asking Shamanda, and I guess kind of asking Tyler too, when Shamanda did reads on Genesis, did it feel similar to reads when, like, on these folks? Or is it kind of a different kind of void, you know?
Yeah. Let me see here. Let me see something. Shamanda, go ahead and roll plus sharp. We'll do a what's going on here and we'll see.
8 + 1 = 9.
So on a 9, I will give you a cryptic or incomplete answer, but tell you how to find out more. It sounds like the question that you're kind of asking for Shamanda is, was it the same or different?
Yeah.
Right. It felt different. It's hard to pin why. You feel like maybe if you put them up side by side, you could figure it out. This is, and I'm speaking to Shamanda, you know, you feel like if you got Genesis operating again, you could look. But like, even at a glance, like Genesis didn't have an absence to it. Genesis was just like a table or something. Like Genesis was an object. These are like a shadow in a completely lit room. The void is sort of not just something not being there, but something actively not being there. It's like antimatter. It's not absence. It's active.
Presence of not good or presence of nothing.
Yes.
I wonder if we go speak with Madame Exfoliae. You know, she knows a lot about, you know, the mysteries of the mind and unearthing, you know, the power of the mind. She might be able to help us.
Wait, who?
Rashawn, someone I just made up in this moment, sorry.
Yes.
Sure.
I mean, if it's cerebral, it's not, you know, mechanical, like Genesis was a machine. These people, their minds are like blank.
Yeah, I do love also Madame Exfoliate absolutely does run. It's like a tarot shop type.
Yeah, yeah.
A psychic. Slash beautician.
Slash beautician. Love it. And yeah, Susan, you know, she is like never, she's got nothing magical about her at all, but everybody in town does completely believe in Madame Exfoliate. And for you have tried to convince Shamanda of this like for a long time that Madame Exfoliate does not have the gift, but it's hard to break the town's belief in Madame Exfoliate.
Susan, well, if she doesn't have the gift, how does my hair look so good? And my skin?
You have good hair and skin? You're young?
Because of Madame Exfoliate.
Because you're 14?
Thank you. I look 14. It's so cute.
Can I use magic to detect magic?
Yeah.
I want to just try to see if there's magicness to Tom.
Sure. Go ahead, Crashly.
Because he has been touched, like he did go to Faye.
Oh, that's true. Maybe it wouldn't matter.
Well, I mean, you can try if you want. Try. See. Yeah. So roll plus weird.
Okay. Well, I got an 8.
An 8. It works imperfectly. So choose your effect and a glitch. I will say, like, this feels essentially like observe another place or time. Like, this is essentially observing this place, whatever. What is the glitch that you would like? It's either weakened of short duration, you take harm, it draws unwelcome attention, or there's a problematic side effect.
Probably unwelcome attention.
Okay, great. As you do the magic, how does the spell look?
So I'm kind of like, I have to sidle up pretty close to Tom and go behind his back and just like do like woo-doo-doo-doo fingers like Wayne's World.
So you're going inside. Him. Yeah. You're going inside because I'm Tim out here.
Oh, sorry, Tom. Yeah. So, yeah. Right. I'm going to Tom. Oh, inside to Tom and doing like woo-doo-doo-doo fingers behind him.
Ah, what you doing back there?
I've gotten really good at French braiding.
Yeah, this is the immediate unwelcome attention that you draw.
So I thought that you, even though your hair is not super long.
And it's balding.
Yeah, I just wanted to try like a very intricate kind of like to do it around the crown, that like the beautiful empty space on the top to accentuate it with a braid.
Sure, braid away.
Thanks.
Yeah, so the what I'm going to say then is, in order to do this, you are going to have to complete the French braid on Tom Nuts. So
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm pretty good at braiding too from all my network. I can braid your hair. I'll braid your hair next.
Okay, sure, maybe. But yeah, I think that as just FYI, Tom, there's a lot of like plucking involved. Like it, I get it. It's a good braid, but.
Wow.
To get the look, it's painful.
Oh.
Like some hair's pulled out. Sorry. Ow.
Okay, that's all right.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so Crashly then, yes, you do this spell as you're trying to observe. Here is what you experience is, yeah, Tom absolutely is magic. But the other thing is, everything is magic. Like you, it is like opening yourself up to tinnitus of just like a low hum. That is everywhere around you, like loudly. Everything you look at appears to be like riddled with magic, just completely infused with it. Tom, especially, Tom's like whole being and everything, like sensing him feels like a very potent odor, while the rest of the place also very much smells.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the sense that he, so while you are smelling it, it doesn't seem like he dealt it.
Yeah.
But he seems to have been closer to the original dealing of it.
Okay, that makes sense.
If that makes sense.
It does. And it, yeah.
But yeah, the entire town kind of has the magical equivalent of being, what is the thing when people fart when they walk past you?
Oh, crop dust.
Yeah, the entire town feels like it was is sort of like a magical crop dust.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I'm going to come outside a little longer than I expected because of all the braiding.
Do you want me to braid your hair?
Oh, you know what? Thanks so much, but I'm good. I just have to go now. But thanks. Maybe later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here until 12.
Okay. Thanks.
And I'm going to say one thing then as the unwanted, unwelcome attention is that Tom Nuts, you absolutely do not like to leave a ledger. So you, at some point, you need to braid God. Crashly's hair back.
I got a mission.
Yes.
That's funny. Okay, so I come outside and I'm going to say, I'm going to try to like discreetly say, but I guess Tim can hear, whatever. So not that discreetly. Like, I think while we were gone, somebody came and put like a whole charm on this city. Like the whole town is like magic and sparkly. And like, especially Tom, because, you know, he shouldn't be here, but it's nice that he is, right?
Yeah, so I love him. He's my brother.
It feels like somebody came and fixed everything, but I don't know who and how or why.
Do we have to worry about it? Is it good magic or bad magic?
I don't know. I think all magic is both. Sorry to
who
be
would
deep.
Do this?
The other thing, Susan, with your eye open, when Crashly did that spell, Crashly is an accomplished magic user at this point. She's, you know, a well-trained apprentice and everything. But it's not quite the same as when you open your third eye, you can see magic, but it is sort of a passive thing as opposed to actively doing it, you know, by using magic. You felt something trip, like a little bit of like an alarm or like something like that. Like it was, it's like sort of seeing somebody walk through one of the red lasers guarding something and knowing that it's going to set something off. You sort of with your third eye could experience that moment of something in the magic became aware of the intrusion from Crashly.
Okay.
And the fabric of everything shifted just slightly. Towards what end, you're not sure.
Okay. So I'm going to I'm just going to turn to everyone and we need to figure out who's doing this. But they seem to know that we know now. So I get a feeling they're going to be coming to us.
Do we really need to find out who did it? It seems like it's pretty good.
Okay, I'm starting to wonder if it was you, but that doesn't really add up.
I honestly wish it was. I would do so much magic all the time.
Hmm. Okay, my eyes open on him. Do I see anything on this little freak, Tyler?
No, nothing especially magic or anything. I mean, it is Tim Nuts, so like. He's a weird guy. Though, I mean, the main thing that you're experiencing, and Tim, I guess you haven't talked to anybody about this yet or anything, is so Tim, you have, you know, your guardian thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's still true.
Is Tom still talking to me from the Fae?
Yes.
What? Tom, what's going on? Who is this Tom?
And Tom's like, well, let's see here. So when you telepathically ask your guardian for aid, roll plus weird. So go ahead and Tim Nuts, roll plus weird.
This just broke my brain. plus weird. It is 11.
An 11, Tom reveals a key fact, clue, or technique that will help you. Let's see. Tom kind of coming back through the multidimensional spaces of Fae through the connection with you. It's just like, oh, hey there, bud.
Hey, buddy. Quick cue for you. Who is this Tom Nuts? You're talking to me there, but there's a Tom here.
There's a Tom there, but I'm over here.
Yeah, and I'm over here, and there's a Tom here, but you're over there. Oh. How are things going with Tam Nuts?
Tam and I are moving in together.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute.
Uh-huh. We made a little planet all our own.
Oh.
We call it Networld.
Hey, you think I could ever visit Networld?
No. It would it'd tear you up inside of yourself and outside of yourself.
Oh, so it'd be like a Hungry Man meal.
Hey, yeah, you should figure out who did it. That it feels like there's some weird, crazy magic coming from over there.
Yeah, can you help me out at all? Can you tell me, like, what you know? Like, can you do some research in the Fae and see what this magic is? Hey, I'm with the kids. Do you want to talk to Shamanda?
No. Well, does she want to talk to me?
Hey, Shamanda, you want to apologize to my brother?
Huh? No. I mean, I'm sorry.
She says, ha-ha.
So sorry.
She still won't apologize, huh?
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I stole her best friend from her, and so maybe it turns out to be fair.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Are you going to, ask him if he's going to ask, you know, for my blessing to marry my best friend?
Hey, are you going to ask for Shamanda's blessing to marry her best friend, air quotes?
Oh, no. We kind of already did it.
Oh.
Don't tell her that, though.
Whoa. Hey, yeah, he's definitely going to ask you if it happens.
Hey, brother, I did investigate things up here because time's different. You should check across the lake.
Across the lake? What's across the lake?
It looks like there's another town over there.
They got another town on the lake? Wow, what are they going to think of next?
Yeah. It's crazy to me. I never knew there was a town over there.
Yeah, neither did I, but I've only been here for about a month or so. Hey, you know that book I was supposed to return? I dropped it in the sewer.
No!
Yeah!
No!
Yeah!
The only thing that'll follow you through the different dimensions is library finds.
Ain't that the truth?
Now I can't check out any books here in the Fae Library.
I absolutely promise you, it is my dying goal to get that book back to the library, sewage or not.
I'm holding you to this.
Or could I just pay your fine?
Oh, that'd work.
Hey, Tom.
Okay, I'll do that.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
I'm Tim.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, I did that before, too.
Do you want to ask a question to Tom?
Yeah, inside. He wants to braid my hair, so actually I'm going
to
probably...
Oh, no, do you want to talk to the Fae Tom?
Wait, there's two Toms?
Oh, you didn't hear that?
Can we hear that?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I didn't think so. Okay.
It's all inside his head.
Hear what?
Oh, yeah, there's a Tom I'm talking to right now. He's a different Tom than that Tom. There's two Toms. It's like a Tom.
Oh, totally.
Oh,
no. Susan, he doesn't seem so good.
And this Tom's like, hey, that Tom's fake.
Do you taste pennies or anything? Or like,
do I take pennies?
No. You taste pennies? Or like, oh, you I don't smell toast?
Me? I smell toast right now. Did you go to the county line? That toast smells amazing. Could I have some?
And I can't believe I'm saying this, kids. I hate to say this, but there's nothing wrong with Tim. I think there's something very wrong with this world.
That's very nice of you to say.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, there's a town on the other side of the lake. Tom says we should go there.
Whoa!
What?
What? I'm sorry. I thought you was hearing this.
What for?
I don't know. Hey, Tom, are you still there?
And Tom from inside shouts out and is like, yeah, I'm still here.
Not you. I'm talking to a different Tom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. The other Tom says there's a...
Hey, did you say you're going to go over to Mystery?
Mystery?
We're in Mystery County.
Right. You said you're going to the town across the lake. You're going to go to Mystery?
Wait, where do you believe we are right now?
You're in Haverford.
Wait, so there a town called Mystery in the county of Mystery?
Yeah, why would we have a Mystery County without a town called Mystery?
I always thought it was weird that our town wasn't called Mystery.
Yeah, I always thought it was weird that.
You know what? Tom, it's my birthday. Why don't you take us to Mystery?
You want to go to Mystery for your birthday? I get that. Yeah, come on. Let's get into the van here.
Ooh, the net van. Okay. I'm driving.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, you don't know how to drive worth a dang.
Can I drive?
Yeah, you can't drive worth beans.
I can drive worth beans, pinto beans.
Yeah, pinto it up.
Toot toot. Toot toot, honk honk.
And so you're all getting in the Netmobile?
Yes.
I think so.
All right. Crashly asked if she wanted to drive?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'll let her drive.
Yes.
I'm sitting next to you, though, to make sure you don't do anything wild.
Okay, no problem.
And Tom starts French braiding your hair.
Yeah.
Okay, is he good at it?
He's great. Look at it. It's like a net.
You could catch
a fish with that.
I think that, is there any way that my hair looks so good that I'm not insecure anymore?
Yeah, I think, you know what?
Go ahead. You want time to roll for it?
Yeah, I think so.
To deal with the feels.
Oh my God. It's two ones.
Oh!
but Tom could burn a luck.
No, don't. No.
Yeah.
I mean... It's up to you.
Well, and so the truth of it is Crashly is like it would, but as you're interacting with Tom more, you're also like, it's a little off. Like it's very engaged. He's very like affectionate. He's very classic Tom Nuts, but there is like a lack of almost like a lack of interiority, right? Like, like he's not doing anything for himself or pursuing anything. It feels a little like just only completely reactive to like the nth degree. So like it'd be very tough to notice in casual interaction, but he just starts French braiding and he just keeps doing it until it's done. And then when the task is done, he just seems like happy to be there. And so it's like not that reassuring to you because it's just something's off about it all.
Okay.
So you are driving, the rest of you pile into the Netmobile, you drive around and you see in the distance something very confusing. As far as you know, there's one town in the county of Mystery County. It's called Haverford. But as you are driving around Lake Mystery, you see on the other side from Haverford, another town. And you see a big sign as you're driving in, and it says, "Welcome to Mystery."
Whoa.
Mm.
And as you are driving in the Nutmobile, driving past that sign, you're all piled in the Nutmobile, right?
Mm-hmm.
A woman's voice from the back seat says, "It might be best to pull over here."
A woman is in the back seat?
And you all turn and you see they're seated. Who's in the back seat?
Not me.
I guess for the first time in my life, I'm in the back seat.
Yeah, I guess Adam too.
Yeah, so Adam.
And Genesis.
So Adam, you see Genesis and Adam are pushed over, and there in the back seat is a woman who I would describe as looking like, at first glance, it's like looking at a young Maggie Smith.
Oh.
And then at second glance, it's kind of like, wait, but is she actually like an older Maggie Smith? And then you kind of are like looking again and shaking it like, no, she's like 45 or 60, or maybe she's like in her early 30s. It's just like unpinnable.
Huh.
And she's just very proper. And she's sitting there and she says, "I don't want to surprise anyone, so why don't we pull over and have this conversation?"
I got a roll for how surprised Crashly is by this as she's driving and getting her hair braided, like in terms of how well I pull the car over.
Mm-hmm. I would say roll plus cool.
Okay. Oh, well, it's a 4.
Okay. So
okay.
You flipped the...
Shit. Oh my gosh. Also, how does Tom respond to her? I'm curious.
And Tom is sort of the same as everybody else, like okay. Much more muted, but he's like, "Oh." But beyond that, isn't super shocked.
Okay.
So it's sort of what you would expect somebody who is not paying much attention to be. The van starts to flip. As you go into Crashly jerks hard to the left, you go in towards the ditch.
Is everybody okay?
Of course,
sorry.
Crashly crashed.
Sorry. Yeah.
And as you're all doing that, you watch her and she just motions with her finger, like the smallest of movement possible. And you feel yourselves roll over and over like you are in a protective bubble. And it rolls twice and then it bounces and you are back on the road driving.
Oh,
wow.
And she's just like, "Let's try to be a little more precise."
Hmm? Dang. That was
just
cool.
Pull over.
Okay. I'm going to roll again to pull up. This time it's a 4.
Wait, it was a 4 last time too.
It was, yeah.
So it happens again.
Sorry. Oh my God. Yeah. Shamanda just barfs in the backseat.
Sorry.
Can Tim try to help this time?
I'm under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to level up, though, at the end of this.
Yeah, for real. So let's see. I rolled an 8. What do I add to that? Anything?
We'll add cool.
It's a 7.
Great. Okay. That's enough.
Y'all, come on now.
To help Crashly. So Crashly, you get to reroll one of your dice.
Okay, I got an 8 this time. Thank you very much.
Ted and 2.
An 8 is definitely enough for you to get pulled over. Tim is the one that's helping, correct?
Yeah.
So that means, Tim, you're exposed to some danger or trouble.
Oh, gosh. Airbag goes off.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Shamanda just hurt when she vomits. It's just straight into your face.
Oh,
well, nah, this Sorry. Is the second time this has happened to me.
You pull over to the side and the woman in the back seat says, "I was wondering how long it would take. You're quite quick. You discovered this much faster than I was afraid you might."
Let's just say I had a little help.
I wasn't talking to you, Tim. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right.
And she turns to you, Susan. Susan, where are you sitting in this van?
Do you remember those like captain chairs that used to be in minivans?
100%.
I'm in one of the captain chairs.
And she motions and the captain chair pivots around so that you're backwards facing her. And she says, "Susan Wexler, we have been watching you for such a long time. It is truly an honor and a pleasure to meet you."
Thank you. It's an honor to meet you. Who are you?
My name is Denbora Remedy, and I am the head of the coven in mystery.
Whoa.
Head of the oven? What? What'd she say?
Sorry, dear. I said coven.
Ow. Bless you.
No, she's a witch.
A witch? Tim runs.
Tim.
She lets Tim run. So Tim just abandoned. And I think Tom also then, watching Tim leaves, Tom's just like, what are we doing?
Bees.
And what's her name again, Tyler?
Denbora Remedy.
Denbora. So I'm going to, Denbora, I am so sorry. I think you will find the other people in this card to be a little bit more open-minded, which, reminds me, so sorry, and I close my third eye up and it disappears from my forehead.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why you would be doing that, Susan, is you are getting an intense fucking migraine. The amount of magic pouring off of this woman is just another level. Like, even more so than what you've experienced when you've looked at, like, say, Chadriel Unbound, or even, Derek Unbound. Like,
Wow.
This is someone who has access to quite a lot of power. And she says, I would most definitely expect the likes of you all to be comfortable with a little bit of change or unusual circumstances. You did change the entire rules of the universe, after all.
Well, yes.
And we want to say thank you for that. You did it and you showed us. We didn't know that that was possible, an error on our part. But you showed us that rules can be changed, and we decided that we would do it as well.
Huh.
So while you were gone, we decided to clean up the messes that were here. It seemed only neighborly to do that.
Yeah. Are they actually alive, those people?
Enough.
Enough?
If you cut them, they'll bleed.
Yeah, but do they have a soul?
It's tricky. I don't know that I could quite explain it to you. Think of them as a facsimile, a simulacrum of the real thing.
So what happens to the originals?
By and large, they died due to the circumstances of the town.
Everyone died in the town?
No. Just the ones who did die died.
Oh, so the ones that were still alive are still themselves, but they don't remember?
Yes, essentially, yes. It's pretty similar to what you did when you reset everything and you made a few changes along the way. We were quite smitten by that.
So you're a witch, right?
Yes.
Could you, and I lean in, get me into Lids?
And she looks at Shamanda. And she's like, I'm sorry. Now, that was what was really impressive. What you did to him to get that ban, that is unbannable. I'm sorry, son.
I did it for your own good, Adam. One day you will thank me.
When? When my scalp is burnt from the sun?
Have you ever thought of maybe going to another place like Chapeau's?
What is that?
That French hat place. Chapeau's.
Chapeau's is definitely, it is the worst hat shop. It is the least cool hat shop.
It's good just because they're rude. And
their hats are all like dusty somehow.
But it was above me, Adam. I'm sorry. Okay. Like, Whoopi is very, very powerful. Like,
why did Whoopi want me banned?
It's just, it's above me and I have to answer to Whoopi. Whoopi is all powerful. Like, I don't know who this witch is, but...
Yeah. Whoopi was great in Ghost.
Jumpin' Jack Flash. Yeah. The Color Purple. So good. Whoopi's got power.
Speaking of, who do you answer to?
Well, I answer to the Town of Mystery, of course. We've been hidden for quite some time, but after seeing what you've done, we decided to try something new. So we're going to be public for the first time in our history, and... We thought it was the right thing to do to help our neighbors out, and we'll continue to do so. If anyone from Haverford needs help, we're here to help.
Hey,
you know what? I love part of what you've done, and I'm worried about some other parts, but I'm just thrilled to be having this open dialogue.
The same.
Can I pull Susan to the side? Just for, like, ladies, sorry, just a sidebar for a second. Susan, have you ever been a part of a coven? Like, how come you don't have a bunch of other magic people besides Crashly around?
I never thought of that. Do you think I just haven't been invited? No. No.
No.
No.
I just think it's interesting that a bunch of witches have gotten together and have been for a long time and have only until now reached out and, I don't know, cliques are, I mean, we're a good group of people, like, don't get me wrong, but, like, cliques can be dangerous.
Cliques can be, I think, Shamanda, mm-hmm. can you keep an eye on this situation for me?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've got you. Whatever you need.
Okay. Just report to me and I'll report to you.
Aye, aye, and I salute Susan. And then I heel turn as if I was in ROTC and just march back as casually as possible.
Did you guys leave the van?
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. I mean, Shamanda's like, whoa, so sorry. I jumped dimensions like yesterday. I don't know where my mind's at. I'm in the backseat. I don't understand what's going on at all.
No, it makes sense to me if you like pulled
Susan
aside.
Yeah, we were pulled over, so I think we just popped out. Yeah.
And sorry, Susan's just helping me wipe up this vomit. I'm really sorry about the inside of this car.
Not a problem at all. I understand. This is a lot to take in. I just wanted to meet with you all face-to-face to say you are at no risk from us. I understand that this is likely a lot. I wanted to assure you that this was with the full agreement of the citizens of Haverford.
Oh.
They had a town hall. They were discussing all of the problems of the community, and we thought we might be able to offer a more elegant solution than the reconciliations that they were proposing. So this is what has taken place. Everybody seems to be quite happy with it. So hopefully we can work together going forward.
This is Claire asking Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So the people voted from that wording, the people voted for this in Haverford, or they had other ideas and the witches were like, no, 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 we'll do you one better.
It seems to you from what she's describing that, and from your experience of town meetings and stuff with like Kramas and stuff, that, yeah, it seems like the residents of Haverford voted for it. Whether or not they knew everything that was going to take place is a little up in the air to you. Like, you know, because essentially it sounds like it was offered to make things go back to normal, and they voted to have that be the case. Beyond that, it's like a little tricky to see if they knew what that would entail in terms of like the dead and such.
Okay.
The one other thing I will say, though, is when you guys reset the universe, you made sacrifices to change elements of it, right? To create the dojo, to bring back Adam's mom, to bring back CEJ, these things. And they were big sacrifices, and it took a lot to do that. That pales in comparison to what happened here, which is an entire town being kind of fixed and reset into an alternate version of itself. So, like, the amount of magic that happened is a lot. But also, Susan, you would know, like, the amount of essentially sacrifice or, like, debt given for it is a lot. So, like,
yeah.
They invested a ton of resources into doing this. And you would, you know, just in terms of the magics of it all, you would know that.
Okay.
What they did was not only easy, it would have been incredibly strenuous.
Okay.
So, Denbora is just like, anyway, feel free to enjoy the town. Susan, I know that you have quite an obligation ahead of you, so I hope we'll be able to see you when you return.
Oh, for sure. And thank you for reaching out. That means a lot to me.
My pleasure. Truly, you've changed the game for all of us, and we're so excited to start playing.
And with that, she disappears.
Oh, I had a question. Dang it.
Oh, what was your question?
It was if there's any places in Mystery where a 14-year-old can get a pedicure without parental consent.
We'll ask it next time.
Yeah, okay. And you just, in your head, maybe you can't tell, Crashly, is it an answer or did you just think of it? But Madame Exfoliate's shop is definitely one in which she's willing to look the other way.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, she'll do anyone's feet.
Yeah, I'll bring, maybe we can bring Genesis.
Yeah, sure. Sure, Adam. We can bring Genesis, right, Derek? Mm. We can all four hang out.
A double date?
Mm-hmm. Sure, Adam.
Derek?
Yeah.
Are you upset about the idea of a double date?
Could be a triple date. I mean, CJ and Shamanda could come.
No, that's not our style. I mean, I don't want to speak for Shamanda, but that sounds like a really bad time.
Shamanda, at that point, you get a phone call, and it's you can see it's Evan on the phone.
I answer it, but as quietly as possible.
Hey, babe, it's been a couple days. Are you okay?
Yeah, we just
we just went to Barora and like blew up this black site and now we're like,
yeah,
we just got some breakfast and stuff.
I got your voicemail about a third.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Oh, great. His name is T.E.J. He's like very emotional. Okay. He's kind of like a tornado of angst and it's like cute in a way.
Okay.
But then you're like scared, like something terrible could happen. But then you're like, oh, he's just windy.
And I just want to clarify, is this a shared partner or is this a second partner for you?
You know what? I think you two should meet and see if you vibe. And then, you know, we can suss it out from there.
Cool. Do you mind putting him on the phone?
I'm in a van with like six other people. This might want to be like a more private conversation.
Okay. Could you just send me like his number and I'll text him at least?
Absolutely. I'll send you his contact information. That's totally fine. Okay. And then, bye. Talk to you soon.
All right. Love you.
And I think Tim's calling you as well.
Calling me, Shamanda?
Yeah.
Okay. While it's going, the phone is vibrating crazily. And I'm sending the contact information and then I answer again. Hello, this is Shamanda Fell.
Hey, this is Tim. Tim Nuts from Tom Nuts, Tom's Nets. Hey, could you bring the van back to the net shop?
Yes, we'll make sure that the van comes back.
And could you not bring the witch back? I'm a little afraid of witches.
Absolutely, it's okay. She's very off-putting. And how much gas was in it when you took off?
We were just about an eighth of a tank.
An eighth of a tank. Okay, it'll come back into the condition you left it in. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
CEJ, you get a text, and it says, hey, this is Evan Shepherd, Shamanda's boyfriend. So excited to add you to the team.
Yes, onboarding. Yes, lover.
What the hell?
I just put the phone away.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You know, what do you want to make in that anarchist cookbook? We could do something fun, like a dinner date or something.
I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe keeping it a secret and then having someone else tell you.
Oh.
And that's where we'll end the epilogue to season two.
Oh! Teenage drama.
Love it.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. Also, we're going to be taking a few weeks off. In that time, we'll be filling it with other content, so do not worry. You will still get your fix. You're going to hear some highlights from us of season two, just things that we picked that we were particularly tickled by. I hope you enjoy. And until next time, watch out for witches.
Yes.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay, nice. We're having fun today, people.
Alrighty.
Okay, I like that.
Woo!
Woo!
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski. as we playtest the No King system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.